From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Retail sales declined last month. The Commerce Department says auto sales plunged after the government's Cash for Clunkers program ended. Overall, sales fell 1.5% from August, and still, that was smaller than the 2.1% drop most economists had expected. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says Britain has agreed in principle to raise its troop levels in Afghanistan by several hundred to 9,500. But Brown says that will be conditional on whether other countries take up their share of responsibility. President Obama has been consulting with his advisors on strategy for Afghanistan. The U.S. commander of forces there wants more troops and programs to improve the economy, education, and security. Approval of a health overhaul measure by the Senate Finance Committee marks a major milestone for the health care effort. But in many ways, it is just the end of the beginning, as NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Finance was the last committee to complete its work on a health bill and the first to win a Republican vote, that of Maine Senator Olympia Snowe. But only now does the real work start, as President Obama noted in a brief appearance yesterday in the White House Rose Garden.
Now's not the time to pat ourselves on the back. Now's not the time to offer ourselves congratulations. Now's the time to dig in and work even harder to get this done.
In the Senate, two committee bills now need to be merged into one before floor debate can begin. In the House, three committee bills must be made into one. Debates are expected in both houses later this month or in early November. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
A man accused of hijacking an airliner 40 years ago has pleaded not guilty in a New York courtroom. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
In 1968, Pan American Flight 281 left JFK Airport, bound for San Juan, Puerto Rico. While in the air, a group of hijackers used weapons hidden in a diaper bag to take control of the plane. They took it to Havana. Now, four decades later, one of the accused hijackers has returned. Luis Armando Peña-Soltran pleaded not guilty in front of a judge in Manhattan. His lawyer said he would not ask for bail. Peña-Soltran is a U.S. citizen, but has been living as a fugitive in Cuba all these years. He left Havana voluntarily over the weekend and surrendered himself to federal authorities. He reportedly has family in New York. The two other men accused of hijacking the plane were apprehended in the 1970s and pleaded guilty. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
Strong winds, drenching rain, and heavy snow have moved into parts of central and southern California, and some homeowners and business owners have been placing sandbags. Officials are worried about mudslides in the Santa Cruz Mountains, where wildfires have left hillsides barren. Some people have evacuated their homes. Major European stocks rose today after microchip giant Intel issued a bullish outlook, and most Asian stock markets closed higher. This is NPR News. In South Korea, about 20,000 people have participated in a mass wedding at a university campus outside Seoul. Dwali Zaikautau has more.
89-year-old Reverend Sun Myung-moon founded his Unification Church more than five decades ago, claiming he was called to carry out the unfinished work of Jesus Christ. Critics say the self-proclaimed Messiah engages in cult-like practices. Reverend Moon started group weddings in the 1960s, blessing couples from diverse cultures and different continents. Church officials said today's global ceremony, with participants from South Korea to South America, marks Reverend Moon's upcoming birthday and his 50th wedding anniversary. The religious leader is expected to hand over day-to-day religious affairs to his children, but his sons have said their father remains in charge of the church. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
A United Nations agency says hunger around the world has been on the increase for a decade before the economic crisis hit because of reductions in aid and in investments in agriculture. The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization also says the recession has pushed the number of undernourished people to 1 billion, a record. And the agency's new report warns that unless current trends are reversed, goals set by the international community to sharply cut the number of hungry people in the world by the year 2015 will not be met. Oil prices have pushed above $75 per barrel today for the first time in a year. Big investors are betting demand will increase going into the holiday shopping season, and they're looking for relatively safe places to put their money as the U.S. dollar drops in value. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.